How are you, mate? Everything good?
Yeah, not too bad, Andrew. How about you?
I'm well. I spoke to your good mate, Marwin Kukash, during the week, the owner of, well, hopefully another Melbourne Cup winner for you.
Is he practising his nudie run?
Yeah, he is. He was telling us that if, gone blank, the horse's name is?
Magic Circle.
Magic Circle. He told us on Thursday that if the horse wins, he's wearing, well, basically a G-string with a tie. If he gets away with that with the VRC... Good luck to him, Corey.
He's doing well. He's doing well.
All I said to him, mate, was, I hope you're doing it because that means you've won another Melbourne
Cup.
You got onto him early, Magic Circle, but, geez, he's got a beautiful turn of speed.
Yeah, obviously his first win that I watched over there in England I was quite impressed with. And then the form students told me that the form around him wasn't that good in that race. So not that we were disappointed by all means. And then he comes out and... puts him to the sword next time out against a really, really good field. Hence why he's been given, I think, 56 in the cup weights. I was actually expecting him to get a little bit lighter, or hoping Greg Carpenter took it a bit easier on him, but he's been weighted with 56. We're hoping that he was going to get around sort of 53, 53 and a half, but not to worry. He's a nice horse and really happy to be riding him.
Corey, just one other thing before we go through today. In her time, you jumped on there yesterday. Munsey said it earlier that you were asked to go about 36, and you thought you went 36, but actually it was clocked at about 33 and change. Obviously went pretty good.
Yeah, no, she did. She surprised me. Obviously, I've done a fair bit of work on it before, but she surprised me in the time that she won and how forward she was. She didn't really blow once pulling up. Normally, she'd stand there and have a good blow and get her composure back and regather her breath, but she was quite happy to basically whip around and jump with the pony and come flying back to the enclosure. So really happy with where she's at, and obviously she trials this coming Wednesday at Newcastle. So we'll be out to give her a nice trial without overdoing it, but really happy with the way she is and at the stage she is of her preparation.
Just a couple of these, because you're on the way to the jockey's room, and again, I thank you for dropping in, but there's a lot of intrigue around Prophet's Thumb, who you rode to win at Wyong, and it comes to town. What are the expectations off that win today?
Look, we're expecting to run well. I haven't spoken to David at length, but it's obviously a big jump in class for him. He's coming off sort of a weaker race at Wyong, but he won as he liked, as he's seen at Wyong. He's a very, very nice horse. He tried up at Warwick Farm prior to winning at Wyong. He tried like a really, really good horse. We know he's a Saturday horse.
Yep.
Obviously, we would have liked one more sort of rung in the ladder before today, but wasn't to be. But look, we're probably throwing him a little bit in the deep end, but I definitely know the horse has got loaded with ability, and if he was to win, it wouldn't surprise me. But expecting the run well.
He gets a bit fizzed up?
He does. He can be a little bit, I wouldn't say difficult to ride, but he's very full of himself. I don't reckon he'll be as full of himself today after having the solid run first up. But, yeah, he is a little bit quirky, but we worked him out. So
I think you've told us that you've got a good opinion of him anyway.
He's definitely a nice horse, and he's definitely going places. Like I said, I would have loved one more rung in the ladder before getting to today, but wasn't to be.
Well, here it comes. Tommy Melbourne, what are we going to do today? We've just got to be patient and wait.
Mate, I haven't spoken to Chris. He's obviously drawn a fraction awkward. Siege of Tobacco, probably the likely leader, is drawn inside us. He led in his trial prior to his last run and looked really, really good leading.
Yep.
He sort of he raced up on speed up in Brisbane, but he was forced to from bad barriers and not being able to get in, and I had to keep pushing forward, and he just went way too hard on himself. Tom Melbourne, we've just got to wait to see how he turns up.
I'd still love to own him.
Oh, 100%. I love riding him, although he's not the easiest of rides, but he always sort of gives 110%, but I don't know what he would have done if he won on default the other day. I hope he can't read, because he would have been knocked over with a feather if he seen
thought
a number
he won.
One.
Look, he's a marvel. He just puts him. The one thing with him is that he just puts him there, and he does travel. He does get there comfortably, or seems to, doesn't he?
Yeah. Look, if he just learned to relax the first half of the race, he's down four from since I've been riding him. He gets just too aggressive. You think you've got him the first 100, 150, and then the further he goes into the race, the more aggressive he becomes. You know, if he could just drop off and relax for another furlong and a half, two furlongs, he'd be the winner every time, but he just he's probably his own worst enemy. But anyway,
tough races, all of them. It's somewhat obviously in one of those today.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, like if you take the mare out of the race.
Yeah.
Look, he's run the other day here. To me, he's lost all of his early speed.
Right.
I did suggest a pair of winkers or blinkers go on, but that hasn't happened. But if this horse put his right foot forward, I've got no doubt that he could, you know, figure right in the finish here today. He's run the other day through the line especially. I thought he sort of run through the line really, really well. He was first up, big weight, but today he sort of, you know, he's still got the big weight, obviously, but it wouldn't surprise me if he ran a very cheeky race, put it that way. The way that he run through the line last time out, I wouldn't be at all surprised if he ran a good race.
You start with Bocelli, Tash Burley, we spoke to earlier in the morning. The horse can get up and about too. It's a little bit in the mix of profits.
Yeah, look, he's a little bit tricky, this horse, to ride. I went down to Goulburn to ride him. He is a bit quirky, and obviously going back through his form, he's won over the 1,000, not at this track, but he's also won first up over the 1,000. So, look, he's probably not as brilliant as he used to be, not as sharp. There's definitely enough speed on paper to have him get back where he normally races. He'll be getting home late with the good speed up front early. So, look, it wouldn't be surprised if he won. I think he's a good chance, but, yeah, I'd like to see him up over a little bit further, to be honest.